Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing super. It's hot outside.
It is so. Yesterday was so crazy hot.
Amazing.
You know, it's summer. Was yesterday the hottest day? I think it was. Yeah. We hit at least 100 yesterday.
Yeah, it was hot.
It's going to start cooling down a little bit.
So with all that, you know, we had the wet spring and all kinds of growth, and now it's been dry and hot, so we have fire danger. And, you know, it's fireworks time. People are playing with their fireworks, and there are no restrictions right now. But just be careful and use common sense. Make sure you have a water source nearby. Make sure you're shooting your fireworks in a safe direction that's not in an area that could burn really easy. It just scares me to death. Fireworks cause so many out-of-control blazes that we just want to be very careful with them.
Right. And I mean, all you have to do is look at your grass right now and see. It doesn't matter how much I've watered. It's dry and crunchy. So you got to be careful.
At my house, there are those weeds that grew in the spring out in my field, and they're just brown and waiting to be burned right now. That cheat grass is ready to burn. And it would only take a spark to ignite that.
So. Oh, yeah. And once it goes, it's going to be significant.
Crazy. So, and on another note, I've been dealing with the latest scam around. So the scammers will call. They generally prey on folks that have grandchildren, and they'll call and say, hey, your grandchild owes money to the court or needs to post bail, or there's a warrant out for their arrest. And if you don't pay this money right now, they're going to go to prison. And so
Folks
panic, and they pay the money. They want them to put the money in an account somewhere where they can draw it out of the account. These are all warning flags. Never, ever would the courts do that, or would the sheriff's office do that, or any jail or correctional facility do that. If you owed bail or if you owed money to the court, you would pay that directly to the sheriff's office in person. Or you would pay it to the court. They would never come and take money from you. So
right.
So that ought to be one of the measuring sticks. If you're dealing with something like that and they want to take money from you, you should go to them. So you can call your local sheriff's office, you can call your local banking institution, or you can even call the courts. You can go online. Most of the court information that happens is public info. So if you have a grandchild that's in Cedar City and you're thinking, oh, maybe they're in trouble, you can check. There's ways to check that out. Don't just pay the money, because once the money's paid, it's generally gone.
Right. Yeah. It's 10 times harder to get that money back. And a lot of the time people don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of the time they don't, because it's not in our country. It's in Kenya or somewhere.
Right. And, so, you know, that's something that, as a grandparent, you might be thinking, well, how would they even know my grandchild? It has to be legit. No, trust me, they've got ways.
Yeah, the technology is a blessing and a curse, and the scammers know how to figure things out about you. And so what I've been doing is if folks call me and say, hey, I got a call, and it's always Detective Brewer or somebody like that, which we actually have a Detective Brewer, works for our sheriff's office. It's not him. But they'll call and they'll say, here's the number. So I'll call the number, and then they leave them alone generally.
Right.
So
yeah, when the sheriff's giving you a call back to find out what's going on,
yeah,
those scammers typically leave.
This last one that I was dealing with, the poor lady, she gave me the number. I called it. No one answered. I called from the sheriff's office. Nobody answered. They immediately were texting them saying, we have your receipts. We need another $1,000. And she texted back and said, contact the Carbon County Sheriff's Office at this number, and you can go through them, and no more. Yeah, so.
Well, you know, there's definitely ways to be safe, and here's the thing. If you are to get a call like that, and you do call them out, and it does happen to be something legitimate, you're not going to get in trouble for it, so don't be afraid.
That's right. That's not at all. And, you know, we generally won't call you and say, your loved one has a warrant for their arrest. It's $2,000. If you give us $1,500 today, it'll go away. That never, ever happens, but that's how the scam works.
Right.
So,
and they're very convincing, so
very
be
convincing.
Aware.
Yeah, and they've even stolen our logo off Facebook, and so they have our logo at times, and they'll send stuff out like that. So just, when in doubt, give us a call or give your bank a call or somebody like that before you make that decision, just because we're happy to answer the question.
Right. Well, Sheriff, on a happier note, coming up really quick is the Derby.
August 10th is the Demolition Derby. You can already buy your tickets in advance. You can get them from Tire King. You can get them from Great Coast Tires, Dinosaur Tire, or Rocky Mountain Care. They're selling tickets in advance. You save, I want to say, $2 off of the gate price if you buy them in advance.
And it's definitely a fun event. If you've been thinking about putting a car in, you still can.
It's not too late. There are 34 right now. I haven't been over there this week, but there were 34 last week when I went, signed up. Lots of cars, lots of opportunity, lots of classes, still time to build. I'm still building one right now. I haven't worked very hard on my car yet. So you still have time to put one together. It's going to be a great show. It's August 10th. The gates are going to open at 4, I believe, and the show will start at 6.
So make sure to be there. It's going to be an absolute blast. And of course, it's going on during the Carbon County Fair. Lots of fun things going on for that as well. There's a lot of fun stuff coming up.
And I will be bringing you tickets to give away. I forgot them today.
To the Derby.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yes, people are going to go crazy for those.
I will bring you some. I will get them here this week. I know you're closed tomorrow, so I'll get them here this week.
Perfect. Well, make sure to attend. It's going to be so much fun. Get all the details on that Carbon County Fair, all the schedule of events, everything. You can find it all on our website. So go and check that out, castlecountryradio.com. Is there anything else, Sheriff?
You know, just want to tell everyone, have a great holiday. We've got our little Pioneer Day holiday in the middle of the week this week. Have a good time. Be safe out there. Be very conscious about the fire danger. Also, wear your helmets when you're on your motorcycles. I had a conversation with a young man on the side of the road the other day that it's not a state law to, if you're over the age of 16 or over the age of 18, you have to wear a helmet. But wear a helmet anyway.
Right.
Just be safe.
Yeah. So. It's just common sense.
Yeah.
It's the common sense law.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. You can find additional information on this interview. If you missed bits and pieces and you want to fill yourself in, head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.